It's Thursday, December 17th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Two elderly Armenian Christian men who were tragically beheaded by Azerbaijani's Muslim armed forces have now been identified, reports International Christian Concern. The first victim was 69-year-old Gennady Petrosyan, who escaped Azerbaijan in the late 1980s. The second victim was 82-year-old Yuri Osran. Both men were civilians. Hundreds of videos have emerged of violent war crimes committed by the Azerbaijani Muslim Armed Forces against the Christian Armenian community. These crimes bear a striking resemblance to tactics used during the 1915 genocide against Armenian Christians. Indeed, Turkey, which supports Azerbaijan in this conflict and which was the main instigator of the 1915 genocide, has made it clear through its rhetoric that this conflict is driven by a desire for Turkish Islamic expansionism. Revelation 6 verse 9 records what happens when Jesus will open the fifth seal. I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. Appearing on Newsmax TV, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said President Donald Trump was the first president not to bow a knee to communist China.
Both political parties looked away, bent a knee to the Chinese Communist Party. President Trump said, enough, and we've begun to turn the corner and build out a coalition all around the world of democracies and free market economies to push back against this threat.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky took to the Senate floor on Tuesday and congratulated Joe Biden on winning the presidential election.
The Electoral College has spoken. So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris.